Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center recently announced a full week of events to call the nation and the world to action to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. According to the organization's website, the silence, tolerance, and inaction in response to the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls is being challenged by Native families, advocates, and Indian tribes. Women'sPress.com recently shared an interview with Anishinaabe and Cherokee researcher Chris Stark, who contends that sex trafficking of Indigenous women and youth is a major component of the missing and murdered Indigenous relatives' injustice in Minnesota. Stark says the prosperity and expansion of the U.S. includes the collusion of governments, law enforcement, and corporations in committing, allowing, and being indifferent to widespread and organized sexual violence against Indigenous people. VOANews.com states that the problems of human trafficking is especially bad in South Dakota, where Native Americans make up 8% of the population, but 40% of the trafficking victims. But trafficking is only part of the story. The public law known as Savannah's Act was passed last fall. Senator John Hoeven, chairman of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs at the time, stated the act helps to establish better law enforcement practices to track, solve, and prevent these crimes in relation to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Savannah's Act is named for Savannah LaFontaine Graywin, the 22-year-old pregnant Dakota and Ojibwe woman who was murdered in North Dakota in 2017. Her tragic story recently aired on HLN's Lies, Crimes, and Video. The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center issued a statement following Savannah's murder. It reads, "Our work must not focus merely on improving the official response when a Native woman or girl goes missing. We must restore our women to a place of honor, respect, and sacredness so that these crimes can finally end." The National Week of Action will take place April 29th through May 5th. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.